We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Brown Bear Sports Report. Today's show is brought to you by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service for our community since 1851. BSN Sports, Courtyard Marriott Providence Downtown, IBEW Local 99, The Perfect Refreshment, Coca-Cola, Share a Coke this season, and by University Orthopedics. Here's the voice of the Bears, Scott Cordischi.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another edition of our Brown Bear Sports Report. I'm your host, Scott Cordischi. This portion of the program brought to you by Bay Coast Bank. And we are happy to be joined this week by some members of our men's lacrosse program here at Brown University. And we start the show off today with the head coach of the Bears, Mike Daly. Coach, how are you?
We're doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, thank you for being with us. Congratulations on a nice hard-fought win over Princeton on Saturday, 13-12. Had to be happy with your team's performance.
Yeah, no, really happy for the players and the assistant coaches who have done an amazing job through a pretty challenging season and just staying positive, and they brought great energy. We've been really close for really the whole season, so it's just really, really great to get the team over the hump there and just happy for those guys to kind of take that burden off of them, and we're still looking out the windshield and still have every opportunity ahead of us, in front of us, so we're excited about that.
Coach, you came out of the gates real strong. Took a 6-0 lead on the Tigers. To their credit, they came back and they tied it twice, 8-8 and 12-12, but on both occasions your team had an answer. So, I mean, I guess the question would be, you had to like the way the team came out, number one, and number two, the way they responded when Princeton got back and evened things up.
Yeah, no question. And like I said, the previous couple of weeks and every Ivy League game we've been in, we did. We had, sadly, those few stretches that cost us, and then that's what playing at this level requires. And so it was nice to have those moments, which we did again, sadly, but, you know, to have our team respond and take some punches and get up off the mat and punch back, and even to the final whistle. I mean, it took all 60 minutes, and I'm just really proud and happy for our team that they were able to sustain that through the end of the game.
Yeah, you were quoted after the game as saying that your kids and your coaches remain positive through what has been a difficult season, and you've been close a number of times. You look at the Maryland game, you look at the first half performance up in Ithaca a couple of weeks ago, and obviously there's no quitting these guys, right? When you come out with that type of performance, you know, that's kind of an indication that everybody's still working hard.
Yeah, and you look at our schedule, I think it's ranked anywhere from 5th to 9th hardest in the country.
Yep.
You know, we've been competitive in every game, you know, and we do that for to prepare us for the league schedule we know is going to be a grind. We do that to prepare us for, you know, to be playing our best lacrosse at the end of April or early May, and we're doing that. Obviously, we'd like to have a few of those other ones back, but that's not how it works, and had a few injuries and guys playing out of position, and like I said, there's just no quit in this team, and there's to start to see some positives for, you know, the fruits of their labors. It's been really, really good, and again, looking out that windshield and what's in front of us.
From an offensive standpoint, Spencer Hughes had four goals. Ben Locke had the natural hat trick for you, and then a hat trick for Ada McLean, who's been firing a lot of balls on net this season. So, I mean, good performance offensively from those three guys in particular.
Yeah, no, and against a very, I mean, I think the leading defensive statistical team in the conference. So that was a really good
and a good goalie too.
Yeah, no, and other than probably the Penn kid, definitely the top of the league, and you know, so to have a little bit of that success, the way they play, you know, they put a lot of pressure on you to win your one-on-one matchups, and so those guys that you just mentioned certainly did that. I think that's reflective in there weren't a lot of assisted goals because, you know, they're not really helping. They're putting that pressure on you to win those matchups, and so probably the only assisted goals were to Ben Locke. So, so you know, those things are just a tribute to Coach Holm and coming up with the plan, and more importantly, the guys believing in that plan, and then most important, executing that plan.
Coach, everybody knows in your sport how important possession is, right? And winning those face-off. And I love watching Dash operate in the circle. And I say that because he's not your traditional face-off guy. A lot of guys get in there and they'll trap the ball and they'll wrestle for it. He seems to have one of two moves. I'm going to push it forward and go get it, or I'm going to let it come back and reverse course and get it. And it works for him. I don't know how else to explain it, but I love his approach in the face-off circle.
Yeah, no, and that's, again, a tribute to his work ethic. I mean, he studies everything from the opponents to the wings to, you know, bringing those wings along with him, making sure they're out of his way, frankly, at times, and when they should and can get engaged and involved, because our wings at times have really made some key plays for them and for him. And, you know, again, that's, pretty lucky that Dash had Matt Gunty, as a mentor and taught him everything, shared everything with him, kept nothing from him. I mean, those two were always competing, for position, but, you know, they always did what was best for the team. Matt did a great job mentoring Dash into, you know, the player he's become. And so it's pretty cool to watch that kind of unit operate on their little island sometimes.
Coach, between the pipes, your goalie, Connor Terrio, I thought was terrific on Saturday. 14 saves. If he saw it, he stopped it. I thought he was really good and one of the key reasons your team was able to come out with a win.
Yeah, no question, and you know, he, like our entire team, has had some ups and downs throughout the season, and the best part, you know, we really just challenged him, and he's responded. To your point, there were a lot that, you know, when you're getting great goalie play, there's always a few that should have gone in and they steal them. And that's certainly what he has done the last couple of weeks. I mean, you look at what our defense did to Cornell, what our defense, you know, did to Yale and then certainly did to Princeton for most of the game. You know, they're playing pretty good right now as a unit. And to your point, if our defense is playing well, We're allowing Connor to see the ball. We're, you know, when we do that, he's pretty darn good. And so, you know, it's certainly a credit to Connor because, like I said, we did challenge him a couple weeks ago. He's responded with toughness, with thumb, pointing the thumb at himself and not the finger at anyone else. And, you know, and I think just that really, really energized our defense because those guys are playing their tails off right now.
Coach, special teams, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I want to say that you were 2-for-2 scoring in man-up situations on Saturday. All season long, the penalty kill's been pretty solid.
Yeah, no, again, it's we've been darn close, and it's that frustrating, but it's also what keeps you moving forward because you see it, you know it's there, and now it's bringing it out for the whole 60 minutes. And, you know, it's funny, he always – but thankfully Chris Galogli, our awesome sports information guy, used to hustle down from the press box and run out with the hat, and I'd be like, Chris, scoreboard's all the stats I need. So, so you know, those things are certainly important because they do get you to the final score. And, you know, I think our offense took advantage, to your point, of when we got some good fortune and some good breaks. And just as important, I thought our defense responded and acted like the firemen that we expect them to and solving problems and man down for 2 minutes. You know, we actually got the stop and then don't clear the ball. That was a huge point in the thing. And again, that was one of those moments where we could have gone a lot of different ways and the team just hung in there and kept battling, especially the defense, kept their chins up and fought through that and, you know, certainly were the difference in the game.
I agree with you. I mean, that was a big moment of the game, right? When you got the defensive stop, I think when Wolfram was in the box and you were unable to clear, and that could have been an uh-oh moment for your team, and it wasn't. Your guys stayed the course, and that was really big. Coach, you talked about the challenging schedule, and early this season you took back-to-back trips down to the D.C. area to play Georgetown and Maryland. Tell me about, you know, those two trips in particular. Obviously, we've got a pretty big alumni base in that area, so it must have been good for them.
Yeah, no, those trips are great. even better, we were able to take the entire team, which hasn't been the case in the past, so I'm really grateful for that. You know, one of the trips we were able to go to the Iwo Jima Memorial, talk about those Marines, you know, that raised that flag were literally the same ages of our guys. And, you know, and we're just asking them to pick up ground balls with two hands and throw and catch and play a wonderful game at an incredible university. And
puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
We try. You know, yeah. These 18 to 22-year-olds, sometimes it's, you know, and again, just trips like that do, you know, start to build that team cohesion. Hopefully there's a part of that, you know, allowed us to stick together through some of those challenges and, you know, and certainly you know, just keep building that humility, that respect, those core beliefs of our program. And I think, like I said, it's what allowed us to have that opportunity on Saturday.
So this is your eighth year as head coach here. Sixth season, really, because the 2020 and 2021 seasons are so abbreviated due to COVID. And it's unfortunate because I think you had some pretty darn good talent on those teams as well. But, you know, it is what it is. This year, I know, and I think the tough schedule has a lot to do with it, but putting the ball in the back of the cage has probably been one of the biggest challenges for this year's team. Can you attribute that to any one thing? And have you seen improvement? We certainly saw it Saturday against Princeton, but have you seen that get better as the season's gone on?
Yeah, those are those things like that just – every year is different. Every team is different. And, you know, last year with – arguably pretty similar roster, similar players, similar everything. We were scoring at will at sometimes and then couldn't stop anyone. And you know, a credit to, you know, the coaches, the assistant coaches, they do an unbelievable job. And this year, for whatever reason, we've cleaned up some of the defensive stuff that we struggled with last year. And like you said, we're struggling. Shooting percentage, all those things that are important. And as I said, there are a couple of key, our top three attackmen, that we would have started the fall with are all out for the year.
Right.
Well, two of them are out for the year, and one of them's kind of mostly been out for the year. So that's been an adjustment that's forced players and schemes out of position. As I said, it's amazing how each season, each team is its own living, breathing, animal. And that's what the assistant coaches have done a great job reacting to that and building on that and staying the course and getting there. And I really, honestly, I wouldn't want to play Brown next 3 weeks. I wouldn't.
No. And you know what? You mentioned it's still out there in front of you guys to go grab. And it starts this weekend at home against Dartmouth, senior day. Then you have a midweeker against Bryant next Tuesday before going to Harvard on April 27th. And again, I know you're not focused on three games. You're focused on one, right? The big green on Saturday, I would assume.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, senior day. So that's always a special day. But at the end of the day, it's a league game at home. We don't get too many of those. We don't get too many of those with decent weather, and so it's certainly got our full attention for sure.
So you had a quote after the game, which I loved. Not just talking about, you said, you talked about what a great job it was by your players and coaches sticking with it, and what a great effort and great win it was over Princeton. But then you said, also a shout-out to Brown women's crew, especially the C4 boat with some great wins down at the Ivy Invite. Of course, there's a reason you gave that shout-out, and I completely understand why. Your daughter Fiona, who's a first-year student-athlete, is a coxswain for that C4 boat that beat Rutgers. Congratulations, Coach.
Yeah, no, that was – and honestly, shout-out also, more importantly, because you never see the faces, but the ESPN Plus crews at all these schools that do it – thankfully, we were the second game of a doubleheader. That race went off at 2 o'clock, so we were all huddled in the office watching the ESPN awesome crew down there. They actually have great commentators. I'm still learning crew, and their two commentators down there were talking through what the coxswain's doing, what the stroke rates are, and all these things. So, and then, like I said, not only did that boat have a great win, but I think they pretty much dominated as those coaches Murphys usually do in that sport. So just what a privilege to have a child here, and more importantly, a child gaining those life lessons, gaining that toughness. Nothing but respect for all the stories I hear of the Murphys and they're old school, they're tough, they're fair, and just like I said, feel like it's a privilege to have our daughter be a part of all that.
Yeah, I would say I can't imagine, but I can imagine how proud you are to have your daughter here at Brown and how proud you are to have her a part of that great program run by John and Phoebe Murphy as well. Coach, before we wrap things up, just want to get back to senior day and Dartmouth. Let's talk about maybe some of the seniors that will be playing their final home Ivy League game against the Big Green, and maybe what these guys have meant to you in the program.
Yeah, no, this senior group especially, we have one fifth-year guy, Colin Hart, who's with us still, but these seniors came in. They lost their senior year in high school because of COVID, and then honestly, their freshman year, they weren't even allowed to come to campus, if you remember.
Yep.
So I think that really galvanized this group, but they've certainly been through a lot,
part of a championship team, too.
Yeah, no question.
Ivy League regular season champs hosted an NCAA tournament game. That's special.
Yeah, and part of an undefeated team. We were 1-0 their freshman year. So with that BU win. So, you know, it's been you know, it's just been great, and certainly, you know, for have them have that disruption, we certainly want to, you know, recognize that and send them out the right way. And a bunch of those guys are coming back. The only silver lining in that is nobody was able to prepare for it, obviously. So it was kind of, you know, slammed together. But this group was able to plan, and especially the disruption of their freshman year. So they were in a little bit better position, you know, to prepare for that. So we will have a bunch of those guys back. But, you know, pretty much through this process, we've just treated each senior class like it was their senior class. And the fifth year guys, you know, we don't recognize as you know, we recognize them once on their actual senior day. So it's always a special day, and you know, the parents deserve as much as the kids do. They've put a lot of time, effort. You know, our parents think they're whatever we are, 9-1 right now on tailgates, and they lost that Maryland tailgate to a couple of RVs down there, but we're working on that, improving on that, and it's just such a great family, such a great feeling, just, you know, combining all the families and the alumni and everything. So certainly always send these guys off into, you know, that alumni stage with that same fervor.
Speaking of alumni, one of my favorite Twitter follows is Larkin Kemp. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that just loves Brown lacrosse, this program, and is so positive and so behind it. He's that guy. I love it.
No, he's just on a podcast yesterday. I don't know if you're referring to that, but literally the editor of Inside Lacrosse credited him with it. Never, you know, alums just graduate, and maybe they were passionate while they were there, and, you know, has credited him with, you know, changing the whole landscape of lacrosse Twitter and lacrosse alumni support, and it's true. I mean, the guy is, I mean, people, coaches, hey, how much do you pay him? I'm like, we don't pay him. I mean, he's that all in, and you know, and it's so authentic. It's so it's him, and he, I listened to it last night. It made me laugh. I mean, he always makes me laugh, and nothing but positivity, nothing but fun, nothing but, you know, everything that Brown is. It's why, you know, I think we joked on the alumni call at one point, like, not only, you know, am I a coach or an employee, I'm, you know, I also, I use it, I buy it. And having our daughter here, we believe in everything about the place. It's special. Larkin does a great job portraying that, living that, being that. He's the envy of every other, you know, group of alums. And on that podcast last night was a Notre Dame guy who's like, man, I wish we had what you have. And so it's a special, special place.
Last question for you, Coach. Getting back to the game on Saturday, Dartmouth. A familiar friend and colleague of yours, a former assistant with you at Tufts, is now on the sideline in his first year. Sean Kerwin is head coach of the Big Green. When you're facing a guy that you know very well and he knows you, is it one of those situations that he knows what I know, that he knows, you know? I mean, is it different when you're facing someone that you're familiar with?
I mean, you know, I mean, I guess to answer your question bluntly, I mean, no. I you know, we started – our preparation yesterday with the team, and I didn't even mention it. I mean, and it's really, it's not about me or him. It's never about any of us. Neither of us will go between the lines, which is probably advantage Brown, because if Sean were between the lines, that would be a lot better for Dartmouth than me between the lines would be for Brown. But you
if
know,
playing football though would be a different story.
Yeah, football. Although he was a center on Championship Mountain Lakes team that won their Super Bowl in Giant Stadium back in
– wow.
Gosh, I don't even know what year that was. But it's you know, as it always is, and I think you won't call BS on me here. It's about the players, it always is, and just making sure that they're where they need to be, their best selves, and you know, it's as it always is. It's a lacrosse game. It's 60 minutes. There's a finite number of plays, and whichever 18 to 22 year olds make more of those plays, that's the team that generally wins. So that's what we're focused on. Brown and our players and making sure that they're in their best possible versions of themselves.
Coach, thank you. Good luck on Saturday.
No, I always appreciate it, Scott. Thank
All
you.
Right. That is the head coach of the Bears, Mike Daly. And again, this portion brought to you by Big Host Bank, exclusive banking partner of Brown Athletics and Recreation, proud community bank serving the people and businesses of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And when we come back on the Brown Bears Sports Report, we'll be joined by a trio of players from this year's team, Marcus Wertheim, PJ Behan, and Charlie Cave will be our guests when we continue right after this.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
As an athlete or fan, you need to keep your mind and body in the game. With over 90 board-certified radiologists with broad-based experience and subspecialty training, Rhode Island Medical Imaging will deliver the most accurate diagnosis possible. If you need an X-ray, MRI, CAT scan, or another imaging exam, ask for Remy. As the first and only outpatient diagnostic imaging center of excellence in Rhode Island, Remy will provide you with the highest quality of care. To find one of Remy's 16 state-of-the-art locations nearest you, visit RIMIRAD.com.
Keeping Brown University's 34 varsity teams healthy and in the game is no easy task. That's why the Brown Bears have had the doctors at University Orthopedics as their official orthopedic providers for more than 30 years. With 60 orthopedic surgeons, sports medicine, and musculoskeletal experts, University Orthopedics provide the area's most comprehensive orthopedic care. You don't have to travel far. With 12 offices across Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, the best orthopedic care anywhere is right here. University Orthopedics.
At New England Institute of Technology, we prepare our students for the careers of today and tomorrow. We don't have boring lecture halls. We have real-world simulation labs with the same leading-edge technologies you'll use in your chosen field. And with 50-plus majors, from IT to automotive to video game design and more, New England Tech has a program you can get excited about. Financial aid, transfer options, and merit scholarships are available. Visit neit.edu to schedule a visit and learn more.
Keeping Brown University's 34 varsity teams healthy and in the game is no easy task. That's why the Brown Bears have had the doctors at University Orthopedics as their official orthopedic providers for more than 30 years. With 60 orthopedic surgeons, sports medicine, and musculoskeletal experts, University Orthopedics provide the area's most comprehensive orthopedic care. You don't have to travel far. With 12 offices across Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, the best orthopedic care anywhere is right here. University Orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Brown Bears Sports Report. I'm your host, Scott Cordishi. This portion of the program brought to you by Rhode Island Medical Imaging, the official MRI provider of Brown Athletics with 14 MRI locations statewide. Remy's specialty-trained physicians and patient-focused care are in your neighborhood. Right now, it gives us great pleasure to welcome to the program. We get a trio of sophomores on this year's team. First of all, to my left, we have a sophomore middy from St. James, New York, Marcus Wertheim. Marcus, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Well, thank you for joining us. We also have a sophomore defender from Arlington, Massachusetts, Charlie Cave. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Charlie,
doing good.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
To our right, we have a sophomore middie from St. Louis, Missouri, PJ Behan. PJ, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. And I just talked to Coach. Congratulations on the win over Princeton. I know how hard you guys have been working, and the results, unfortunately, haven't been there like we all thought that they would be, but that was just an indication of, well, I think a couple of things. Number one, you know, just how good this team really is, and the fact that you guys have been kind of sticking to the game plan, right? Despite the fact that you played a tough schedule and the results weren't there, there's no quit in this group. Marcus, you want to start?
Yeah, there's definitely no quit in this group. There has been no lack of energy in practice. All the guys keeping a positive attitude, and we all want to do it for each other, do it for the coaches. So no reason to give up. We're still alive, and we just want to keep moving this thing forward and be the team we know we can be.
Charlie, good all-around performance by the team with the win over the Tigers. I mean, offensively, you had three guys with a hat trick, including, you know, four goals by Spencer. And then I thought defensively, the people's goalie was outstanding, making 14 saves. And, you know, even in the face-off circle, you know what Dash does every week for you guys. But it was a good team win. You came out with your hair on fire. Like, take a 6-0 lead. They battle back, which you knew they would, right? Mm-hmm. They were going to punch back. They tied it twice, but you guys had an answer every time.
Yeah, I feel like all year we've just been trying to find a game where every phase complements each other. We talked about it. Some games that the offense plays well, defense doesn't back the offense up. Other games is other way around. And so we finally had a game where it felt like all four phases kind of came together. We all had each other's back and gritted out a good win.
Yeah, PJ, maybe the part that's maybe struggled with consistency the most this year has been putting the ball in the back of the cage, and you guys did that pretty well on Saturday.
Yeah, I think something Coach Daly's been harping on all week before this Princeton game was just kind of focusing on the next play. I think we really did that on Saturday. I think collectively, offense, defense, like Charlie said, we worked together knowing that defense would get a stop. Next play, we're going to put the ball in the net and just go out there and keep fighting. We knew that they were going to fight back. They're a good team, good program. But we were prepared and we were ready to fight back and leave everything out on the field to get that win.
You guys are all sophomores and all played a ton as freshmen. You know, number one, that leaves me very optimistic about, you know, the future of this program, not just now, but looking ahead to the next 2 years as well. But Marcus, talk about that. I don't know what your expectations were coming in as a first year student athlete, whether or not you could carve out any playing time for yourself, but you did.
Yeah. I feel like the senior class did a good job of kind of taking us under their wing, coming off a great season with a team full of a lot of talent. And, you know, the coaches have a history of winning throughout their time, throughout their careers. So I just think, like, coming in, just wanting to learn and develop as a player is just all you can do, and work your hardest and try and find your way on the field.
You know, Charlie, the team, when you came in as freshman, right, the team was coming off an Ivy League regular season championship, hosting an NCAA tournament game, and you guys come in, like I say, right away, and you get to play. Again, don't know what your expectations were, but obviously you had to be pretty good and you had to work hard in order to earn that time as a first year.
Yeah, I would say you're just doing what you can to live up to what prior classes have done to get the program where it is, kind of leave it in a better spot than it was last year. And I don't know, I feel like you just go out there, do what you can to help the team. If you're lucky enough to be on the field, like, just got to work as hard as you can to make everybody else proud, make every one of the alumni who left it before you proud, and just do what you can to help out your team.
PJ, I don't know how big the sophomore class is, but I would imagine you probably like this sophomore class. You feel like it's a pretty talented one. Are you guys close?
Yeah, I've loved our sophomore class. I think we got a great group of guys. Fortunate enough to have a lot of guys in our class get a lot of playing time, both our freshmen and this year. But yeah, kind of like they said, just looking at the older class, like the upperclassmen last year, and kind of just you look at a guy like Trevor Bo Cody, who graduated last year. He's someone who was a mentor for me. I think I learned a lot from him, from both fundamentals with playing D-Mitty and as well as being a leader. I think their class is a lot of the reason why our class is successful. But yeah, like Charlie said as well, just working hard. Coach Daly makes it very clear on what he wants and what he wants to see and the type of game that he wants to play. So just kind of learning from these coaches and just adopting kind of their philosophies and bringing as much as you can throughout the week in practice and then just showing up on game day as well.
So, Marcus, this is how you would describe to me. You're a Long Island kid, right? So Long
right.
Island, lacrosse is a pretty big sport on
yes.
the island. But you were described to me as a tough kid from Long Island, from a hardworking family. Your dad was in the Coast Guard, is that right?
He was in the Navy.
So, he's in the Navy. Mm. Okay, so is this description accurate, would you say? You know, tough kid from Long Island?
Yeah, I'd say it's accurate. You know, I had an older brother growing up, a younger sister, so my older brother always gave it to me. My dad, being a Navy guy, was always, you know, expected a lot out of me. So just growing up in that environment, I'd say I developed some sort of toughness.
Are you two siblings athletes, your older brother, younger sister?
Yeah, my older brother played baseball and volleyball in high school, and my little sister also played volleyball.
Okay. Charlie, the description I got from you from Arlington, Massachusetts, offensive player in high school converted to defense, but the reason the coaches were confident that you could make that transition because they said you were a great hockey player and they thought you had the toughness to make that switch.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely played a lot of offense in high school. I was a short stick, came here, and the pole was in my locker. A little bit of a test, but, you know, it's what the coaches saw in me. It ended up working out pretty good. And, yeah, hockey was definitely my first love. A lot of fun to play. Definitely translates well in the ground balls, all that. So, yeah.
What's the transition been like from offense to defense in this sport for you?
Not too bad. I mean, you just get a couple extra feet to play with, to be honest, yeah, on defense. So, if anything, it's a little easier.
Okay. PJ, the description, you were a great football player in high school in Missouri, sporting your Cardinals cap, by the way. I like it.
Thank you.
And Coach says, being a former football player, he feels like you bring that toughness to the sport of lacrosse. Fair?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. I think football has taught me a lot in high school, just both the energy piece. That's something I've been trying to bring recently to the team. I know the season has been going kind of how we expected early on, but just finding a way to bring that energy piece. That was something I learned a lot of in high school football. Obviously, just being on a football team, too, comes with just the camaraderie of a team, and I think it's translated here as well, just getting close with the guys. And I talked about the toughness aspect, just going out there and literally doing whatever it takes to get that win at the end of the day.
Athletics are in the family. Your dad played football in college. Your mom played field hockey in college. How about your three siblings? Are they athletes?
Yeah, my sister Brooke just graduated from UNC. She played field hockey there. And then my brother Foster played lacrosse at University of Arizona, club lacrosse.
Okay, and I forgot to ask you, Charlie, you have two siblings, right?
Yep, older sister and younger sister.
Athletes?
Yeah, both athletes. My younger sister played hockey and lacrosse. And my older sister played lacrosse in college at Claremont McKenna.
I understand you like to golf as well.
Yeah, I actually played this morning.
Oh, you did?
Enough, yeah.
So my son's a sophomore here. He's going out with a couple of guys in the basketball team. They're nice. Playing this afternoon.
Yeah, it was beautiful out. It was awesome.
So what's your handicap?
I'd say around a 10. I don't keep one.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Your average golfer doesn't break 100. So if you're around a 10, you're shooting in the high 70s, low 80s. That's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's being humble.
He is? Oh, yeah. Is he the best on the team?
No.
Up there, I'd say, yeah.
Do you guys have any other hobbies or sports outside of lacrosse that you like to do when you have free time?
Yeah, I play golf a little bit in the summer. Just my dad loves to golf, so I go out there with him, just spend some time with him. I've duck hunted since I was a little kid with my family, so that's something I've continued to do. Just something to be outdoors. Love being outdoors.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd say I like to golf in my free time, too. I just love spending time at the beach. Growing up pretty close to one, so just golfing, hanging out with my family on the beach is how I like to spend my free time.
Charlie, hockey players, a lot of them turn out to be good golfers.
Yeah,
and
good
it's
hands.
It's funny because, yeah, but the swings are so different.
Yeah.
But is that what it is? It's the hands?
Yeah, I think it's the hands.
Yeah.
I think it's the hands. Getting soft hands on the ice translates well around the greens.
So what are you guys concentrating on? You all just had to declare a concentration, did you not?
Right, yeah.
What did you declare?
I'm political science.
Okay.
Business econ.
I'm also doing business econ.
Okay. And do you have any idea? Like, I know you've got a lot of time to worry about this. You've got, you know, another 2.5 years before you hit the real world, so to speak. But do you have any idea what you'd like to do when you get out of Brown?
Somewhat, yeah. I actually just got offered an internship at Barclays for sales and trading that I've been working on pretty much all semester, so I'm very excited about
awesome.
That.
Yeah. Will that be in New York City?
It will be, yes.
So will you live in the city? I don't know how close you are on Long Island to the city. How's that going to work?
I might commute. I might not. I mean, we'll see how it goes. They have a system where you could live in the NYU dorms, but I also have a couple of buddies from high school that just got into the same thing, so I might try and live with them too. We'll
nice.
See. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How about you, Charlie?
I'm still exploring options.
Yeah.
Trying to find my path.
Do you have anything lined up for the summer or any plans for the summer?
No, not yet. Not yet. Yeah. Still trying to figure it out, to be honest.
Okay. PJ?
Yeah. I'm still kind of exploring like Charlie. I'm working on something right now, trying to get an internship with some sort of real estate in St. Louis for this summer, but still trying to put some pieces together, figure out kind of what I enjoy.
Have you guys been able to tap into the Brown Lacrosse Alumni Network to any extent yet? Because it's awesome. And I say this about any sport, right? Because I was director of football operations for 7 years, and we did a thing called the Career Summit where we would bring in like 50, 60 alumni, would have a keynote speaker. It's great. I mean, Brown alumni go on to do such great things. But have you guys had a chance to access the Brown Lacrosse Alumni Network?
Yeah. Last year, not necessarily for an internship for me yet. Obviously, in the future, I look forward to it. But last year, we did a career day where we went down to New York and kind of split up into groups based on kind of our interests. And you got to follow around one of the alumni for a day, kind of like what they do, day in the life. We went with Craig Vikris, my group did, and he had a whole real estate firm, and he kind of showed us his office space, kind of what he did, and just did a Q&A with him. So that was something where our team was kind of able to hear about the whole Brown Alumni Network and kind of just see it in full effect.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. I feel like whatever type of job you're looking for, you can just go up to Coach Daly's office, and he has somebody who you can talk to. They're always willing to reach out, help you out in any type of way that you need. So I feel like we have one of the best alumni networks out there.
Yeah, same thing with the Barclays job, how I got it. So a senior, graduated last year, just started working there, and he was helping me out a lot. And Brown alum Chris Martinelli, also
yep.
lacrosse guy, obviously, he worked there too, and they were helping me along the process. So
speaking of alumni,
very grateful for it.
I just talked to Coach about this alum, and I would imagine you guys are familiar with who he is. I don't know if you had a chance to meet him or talk to him, but he is one of the most diehard, positive, all about Brown Lax alums that we have, Larkin Kemp, class of 17. He's my favorite Twitter follow, one of them. I mean, I love following the dude on Twitter because he's about as good as it gets. Have you guys had any dealings with Larkin, or do you follow him on Twitter yourself?
Yeah, he actually sent me a text before Cornell over Instagram, just letting me know that he's always behind us, always rooting for us, and that we can go out there and win him whatever game we can. And it's great to have that type of alumni behind us. No matter what we're doing in our season, I think he's a guy that recognizes how hard we work, how much we care about each other, and putting forth a good effort for the alumni. So he's always awesome to have on your corner.
I don't know if there's a guy that loves this program more, or I think conveys the how special it is to be a part of the Brown Lacrosse family than Larkin Kemp.
Yeah, I could definitely agree with that. Just following him on Twitter, like you said, is pretty hilarious, just everything he tweets about, and just pretty positive moving on to the next game whenever maybe stuff doesn't go our way.
And so, you know, Coach mentioned this as well, and I know Larkin has as well. It's still right there in front of you guys, you know, and I know you can't afford to look ahead. People like me can, right? You're in the media, you can look ahead. You got three games left, two of them in the Ivy League, okay? Starting with Saturday, senior day at home against Dartmouth, and then you got Bryant, and then you have at Harvard. But the point is, you know, if you guys can manage to take care of business here, there's a good chance you could find yourself in the Ivy tournament, despite, you know, the difficult season you guys have had to deal with. I don't know how much you guys think about that, or are you just laser-focused on Saturday in Dartmouth and what it's going to take to beat the Big Green?
Yeah, I think Coach Daly just really harps on just being present in the moment, being where your feet are. Obviously, like you said, we're trying to just kind of stay in the moment. We're pretty laser focused on Dartmouth right now. Obviously happy about the Princeton win, but one of like some of the upper class just kind of saying like that Princeton win doesn't mean anything unless we keep converting. So
right.
We're really focused on Dartmouth this week, willing to do whatever it takes. We know they're going to come out fighting and give us a good fight, but we're going to do whatever it takes to get that win. And then after that, look on to the next, but just one at a time and start stringing some wins together here.
Charlie?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it last week. It's almost like you're already playing in the playoffs right now. It's do or die right now. So we won our first round of the playoffs. Round two's up next. That's all we can really look forward to. Excited to play on Saturday.
Marcus, what's it going to take to beat the Big Green on Saturday?
I think just kind of like Coach Holmes says a lot, just getting better every day. And I think we've been doing a good job at that, just string days together these past couple of weeks. So really kind of just focusing on the little things. I'd say on Saturday against Princeton, like our offense did a great job of beating their guys, like Ben Scando, Nate, and Spencer, really opened things up for the offense. So just like keep doing the little things, keep beating your guy, and, you know, we'll start stringing days together and keep progressing as a team.
Charlie, I was asking Coach about, you know, your challenging schedule you guys played this year, which included a couple of cool trips down to the D.C. area to play Georgetown and to play Maryland. And he said, you know, one of the cool things was, A, we got to bring, like, the whole team, he said, which we rarely get to do. And number two, he said, we got to go to the Statue of Iwo Jima, where you see the Marines, you know, putting up the flag. And, you know, we kind of agreed it's one of those perspective moments, right? You know, when you appreciate what those men did in that moment. And as Coach said, they're all pretty much your age, right? They were 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds, you know, fighting for their country. And he said it kind of puts into perspective what we do for a living, right? You know, playing lacrosse, trying to scoop up a ball or put it in the back of the cage, or in my case, you know, broadcasting, doing shows like this. Yeah. What was that like for you?
It was really cool. Yeah, like you said, all those kids were their age, sacrificing, willing to sacrifice their lives for our country. And when you take a step back and you think doing practice is hard, doing all that stuff is hard, really, the coaches talk about it. They don't ask us to do anything that's hard. It's just going out there, being with the guys that you love, playing the sport that you love. So when you take a step back, win or lose, getting checked, getting beat up, really isn't anything compared to what those guys sacrifice. If they were able to do that when they were our age, we can have the maturity and the strength to move forward and get the job done on the weekend.
PJ, I kind of feel like Coach is that guy, though. I think, you know, with how he runs practice, with how he treats his coaches, with how he treats his student-athletes, you guys, I kind of feel like you guys have that perspective, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely do think we have that perspective. Starting with Coach Daly, kind of like Chuck talked about, he talks a lot about humility and just kind of being grateful for where we are. He jokes, like, we're just asking you to go out there and pick up a couple ground balls, get turnbacks in the ride. So like Charlie talked about, like, if he can ask us to do that. And as players, I think it really just comes down to, like, getting it from a place of love, just, like, being really happy about where you are right now, being in the Brown lacrosse program, how fortunate you are to be here. You think back to, like, when you were a little kid just trying to fight to get a spot on the field as a high schooler, and then after that fighting to get to college lacrosse, just coming from a place of love and being grateful for where you are. And that's kind of where just, like, the fun aspect comes from it too, especially in practice, just going out there and more thinking of it less super serious and sometimes just to have fun with your guys around on the field and just fly around. So, yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us on the show this week. Really appreciate it, and congrats on the win over the Tigers. More importantly, good luck against the Big Green this Saturday. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Marcus Wertheim, Charlie Cave, and PJ being our guest here on the Brown Bears Sports Report. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to update you on what else is happening around College Hill this weekend and in terms of athletics. We'll be back with more of the Brown Bears Sports Report right after this.
Keeping Brown University's 34 varsity teams healthy and in the game is no easy task. That's why the Brown Bears have had the doctors at University Orthopedics as their official orthopedic providers for more than 30 years. With 60 orthopedic surgeons, sports medicine, and musculoskeletal experts, University Orthopedics provide the area's most comprehensive orthopedic care. You don't have to travel far. With 12 offices across Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, the best orthopedic care anywhere is right here. University Orthopedics. Keeping Brown University's 34 varsity teams healthy and in the game is no easy task. That's why the Brown Bears have had the doctors at University Orthopedics as their official orthopedic providers for more than 30 years. With 60 orthopedic surgeons, sports medicine, and musculoskeletal experts, University Orthopedics provide the area's most comprehensive orthopedic care. You don't have to travel far. With 12 offices across Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, the best orthopedic care anywhere is right here. University Orthopedics.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Mind and body in the game. With over 90 board-certified radiologists with broad-based experience and subspecialty training, Rhode Island Medical Imaging will deliver the most accurate diagnosis possible. If you need an X-ray, MRI, CAT scan, or another imaging exam, ask for Remy. As the first and only outpatient diagnostic imaging center of excellence in Rhode Island, Remy will provide you with the highest quality of care. To find one of Remy's 16 state-of-the-art locations nearest you, visit RIMIRAD.com.
At New England Institute of Technology, we prepare our students for the careers of today and tomorrow. We don't have boring lecture halls. We have real-world simulation labs with the same leading-edge technologies you'll use in your chosen field. And with 50-plus majors, from IT to automotive to video game design and more, New England Tech has a program you can get excited about. Financial aid, transfer options, and merit scholarships are available. Visit NEIT.edu to schedule a visit and learn more.
And welcome back one final time to the Brown Bears Sports Report. My name is Scott Cordishi. Our final segment of the show is brought to you by Dave and Buster's. And a quick update with what is going on from an athletic standpoint this weekend here on campus. We told you that the men's lacrosse team will host Dartmouth at 1 o'clock Saturday on Senior Day, but that's not the only event taking place locally. It starts on Friday when our women's water polo team will host Harvard Friday night at 6 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we've got a full slate of action. Our men's crew team will take on Dartmouth on the Seekonk. Sailing is also home both on Saturday and on Sunday. It'll be a baseball doubleheader Saturday at home against Columbia. That starts at 11:30 game one. They'll play a single game against the Lions on Sunday at noon. Likewise, softball home for three this weekend. A doubleheader that starts Saturday at 12:30 and a single game that starts Sunday also at 12:30. Men's tennis will host Cornell at the Pensacola Sports Center on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then on Sunday, they will host the Columbia Lions at the Pits at 1. And then, of course, men's lacrosse. Senior day against the Big Green Dartmouth College. That game will begin at 1, and you'll be able to watch that on ESPN Plus and hear it on the Varsity Network. Folks, that'll do it for this edition of the Brown Bears Sports Report. My thanks to Charlie, Marcus, and PJ for joining us. Also, thanks to Coach Daly for being our guest. My name is Scott Cordishi. Have a great week, everybody.
This has been the Brown Bears Sports Report. Today's show is brought to you by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service for our community since 1851. BSN Sports, Courtyard Marriott Providence Downtown, IBEW Local 99, The Perfect Refreshment, Coca-Cola, share a Coke this season, and by University Orthopedics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Brown Bears Sports Network.
Ah, spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans, like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.